Becky Binge.
Hot FM's Ilian Shad.
Here we go.
One of my friends got engaged yesterday.
Aww.
So congratulations to you, Pippi.
Oh, Pippi. Good on you.
Pippi and Andy.
You've just made a decision that'll haunt you for the rest of your life.
Have you heard of a ball and chain?
Forever.
And convicts ever. Used to wear them.
And ever. And ever.
She was panicking. The last couple months, she's been panicking about the fact that she didn't think he was going to propose and that all our friendship group are getting proposed to and she's going to be the one left on the shelf.
You've got to stop thinking that way.
Well, this is what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I'm very happy for her and I understand her wedding has absolutely nothing to do with me.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Until you go.
I want to preface it with that. Yeah, exactly. Until I settle this money and get you a gift and then you want me to be involved, don't you? Don't you? And then you want to get me on a chair and say, hey, she's single.
Yeah,
okay. No, but it is an extraordinary, momentous occasion. I'm very happy for her. But I would be lying if I said I didn't get a little bit of a pang when I saw this announced on Facebook. Because I kind of get this panic feeling that one by one, all my friends are getting proposed to. And I'm going to be...
The crazy cat lady with no
illy
partner.
Crazy cat lady in Cairns who doesn't even have a BF.
Oh. You got to stop putting yourself up against
But
that.
Wait, I'm not finished yet.
Okay, fair
because
enough. This is why you're not getting a good
No, what do you mean? What are you trying to say?
Okay.
But I think, you're going to try and say you're going to not worry about that, but you worry about that because you can't be a human being and say that you don't innately want to fit in. That's what humanity's about. We all want to fit in. That's why we have lists of faux pas.
Sure.
And that's why we try to be considerate to one another on trains. Yes, there's always the outlier to that rule. There's a crazy guy that comes on the train who doesn't care.
Yeah.
He really
Love
doesn't care about you. Yeah, that guy's... should be our inspiration.
Yeah.
But I think it is okay as a human being if you do want to fit in.
Sure.
And I think that that's what this is about. It's me going, oh, all my friends are at this level, so I kind of want to be at the same level as them. But I agree, you can't be thinking like that. You've got to run your own race.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is still that pressure, and you'd be the same. If all your friends, like 90% of them, were getting married, you'd feel like, wow, I'm getting left behind.
Yeah, well, a majority of my mates are in relationships that are long-term. Second of my close group of mates is getting married, so two of them will be married by the end of this year. Two will be married. Third, actually, is getting married in April. So... A lot of them are dropping like flies.
Yeah.
But I'm more kind of like, well, who's going to come and have the mad holidays with me?
But that's the same with me.
Yeah, yeah. Who's going to find
the
time?
But I'm like, who's going to come out to bars?
Yeah.
Because once they get married, they're probably going to start having children.
Yeah, well, that's
it. And then the children are the worst.
Because
then they can't come out at all.
Damn kids. My mate Maddie came up here and we had a massive weekend for my birthday. Halfway through the day, we've been on the boozers for a while. And then he goes... He was in the doghouse because he didn't message his wife when he landed in Cairns.
Oh,
so for 2 days. And we're like, oh,
yeah,
that's
pretty
silly.
Rotten, yeah.
But he's sitting there, he's like, oh, boys, I've got to tell you something. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, Jackie and I are trying to have a kid. We're like, whoa, really? He goes, yeah. And we're like, well, you know, are you trying now? Is she off the birth control? And he's like, mate, she's off the birth control. It is full steam ahead.
Oh, geez. He's got to do some growing up.
Well, we were like, here's another six pack. Let's make those swimmers a little bit tired so you can buy some more time.
But I guess the point I'm making is we are bombarded with a lot of messages that being in a relationship is success.
Yeah.
Buying your own home is success.
Yeah.
Having all these things is success. So when you don't have them.
Mm. But like you said, run your own race. My best mate, Coops, reckons she won't even have kids or get married.
Yeah, and that's it. You've got to do what's right for you. But the thing is, I do want to be in relationships because I love relationships. That's why I love relationship quotes.
13, 12, 16. You've heard. She's ready.
Okay, that's that is not being a good wingman.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've got to work on it.